This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Rich Sheban from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Again, his internet is down, so he had to send me some flaming arrows and smoke signals to let me know to host the show. And we have Jason engineering the show in Minnesota. And our guest is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, are you here?
Yes, I will. Stay tuned on that. I'm going to try to be here, but yes, thank you. Yes, I'm here.
Good. How you doing, buddy?
You don't want to know. Like Vincent, plagued with repeats and craziness, and I have no idea really what's going on out there. But I can tell you from a personal point of view, lots of false starts, and I have an opportunity to turn this whole crap on the virus into an advantage rather than a disadvantage. We can talk about that later today if you want.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, I want to talk about the virus. I want to talk about some of the crazy things going on around
you.
Yeah, I want to talk about your
crazy, all right. I'll tell you that, man.
University. I want to talk about plants and your hydroponics. I looked at your website. I want to talk about all that stuff. And, of course, whatever you would like to add in between. But let's start with the virus, Rick. I want to talk about, I worked for Big Pharma for over 20 years, and I have not been secretive about the fact that it's a very corrupt, manipulative industry, a revolving door between executives, especially CEOs and the FDA, and just the fast.
Monsanto, could it be Satan? Yeah.
Well, let me pose my question first. I want you to talk about, regarding, the virus mutations. And it's the same thing with the flu vaccines in general. As a pharmaceutical rep, I would look at the contraindications, the adverse events, the side effects. And I would look at the package inserts on how they've made it almost microfiche so nobody can read them. They made it so small. But the reason why there's so many contraindication, adverse events, and side effects in drugs in general, especially vaccines, is because things mutate, because you're guessing the strains of viruses. And how can we expect to have confidence, and I'm all for building immune system, but I'm for doing it naturally and not through synthetic, artificial, refined, and processed means. So how can we build our immune system, and how do we give any credibility to a system when you have people like Bill Gates literally talking about demanding population decreases while he's making big money with Big Pharma and pushing vaccines, and there's such a big paragraphs of these adverse events, contraindications, and side effects, which really shows that there's not one drug that fits all, because everybody's different. We have different blood types. We have different immune systems. We have different genes. We have different everything. So how comment on what I just said, Rick.
Where should I begin? Let's start with viruses, because they mutate. Immunization is not appropriate because you can't actually immunize yourself against flu. You can do things like measles and mumps. In fact, the way you normally do it is you expose yourself as a child to these creepy things, and your immune system builds up its own antibodies, and then you don't get it anymore, and you're good. Now, the virus, this virus, the coronavirus has mutations in it. I have no idea what happened to me. I don't know why I was sick the way I was. It was like mononucleosis. It was not the virus. My doctor confirmed that I don't have it doing a remote. However, what was it that made me sick? And why was it lasting so long? I'm still in recovery after a month and a half, 6 weeks. Now, what is that? Well, the coronavirus itself is not killing people. What's killing people is that it is attacking unhealthy people, and they die of other things like obesity, blood sugar, what are the normal ones that most people die from, you know, when you get a flu? It'd be things like a stroke, whatever. I think that much of the media has hyped it up as an excuse to force changes in our society. And I think that this is no different than some of the other viruses that have escaped in the recent years that put people in panics, like a grid down situation, like a alien invasion. You know, it's all these different scenarios. And what they've done is they've hyped it in the media to cause fear. They have used it to limit our children in their education right out of the gate. You know, Common Core and some of the other bullshit that they've been doing, where they've removed home economics and mechanical drawing and shop, wood shop, metal shop, automotive, all of those things. The kids today are coming out with no education, and they're not prepared at all for anything that's going to happen after high school, except, you know, they have no chance of doing a career unless they start another school or trade. Page two. The virus itself, the numbers are questionable. Let me know when we're running out of time. I don't know where we are on the time, and I tend to run over, so you just give me a cue.
As long as you're giving good, viable information for the people regarding education and ideas and solutions on what to do.
I
want to comment on what you just said regarding the agenda, because I've talked about this on the air, and I talked about it when I interviewed Gwyneth Isaacs yesterday. You know, the chain reaction of this agenda by the powers that be, with forced austerity, purposely crashing the economy, delegitimizing work.
Well,
the
Fed was going to crash. We knew that. But now this is an excuse to go from paper money to currency. This is an excuse to change things that they want changed. And this is also an opportunity for us to do the same thing. And that's where I think we're going to make inroads, because we can turn this virus. For example, food. Everybody knows that we've been eating on 3% food. That isn't working on a just-in-time delivery with longshoremen and truckers trying to get a city. They run out of food every 3 days. And most of our food doesn't even come from our country, which does trade deficit. Now, really, one of the things I did with Matt Stein is a thing with John, Michael Moore. He brought me into Chattanooga, and in seven workshops over a 2-month period, Chattanooga went from producing 3% food to 40. Every single restaurant in Chattanooga now has a greenhouse right next to it. Downtown, in the center of town, they turned it into a farmer's market. They have a stock exchange of surplus food each week, so you know where you can get your extra tomatoes if you want to do canning. And now, their logo is right here, right now. Now, Chattanooga is a model on what most cities should be doing and have an opportunity to do now that we can see our food system is at risk when we try to have a pandemic, a grid down situation. We have hoarding and other kinds of things that are happening. These are the parts of our society that we need to make changes in. And we can do that if we start producing our own food. The developed a new kind of house, an 800 square foot house. It sits on a rail tray, and they want to set up small communities around the country that are self-sufficient with their own farming. Now, we should have done that a long time ago. And the big cities, you know, because of agribusiness, like you mentioned, we don't get our food from China. What happens when China goes upside down? We all our medicine. All our medicine comes from China. 93% of all prescriptive drugs are manufactured in China. I remember in the 90s when I was growing Feverfew and for Centrum, and I had to ship it to China for capsulating and tableting. And then sent back to going to Costco. That's crazy. And that was 30 years ago. Where do you think we are today? There's no, people aren't, we have an opportunity to see what's wrong and change things. And the scare part of closing down, quarantine, etc., is a ruse for them to make other changes they want to make.
I agree, Rick. And when you look at what's happening economically in this country, you see bankruptcies, defaults, delinquencies, really not
all
going in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
See
banks
all this welfare for the rich with stock buybacks and fractional reserve lending and money being printed out of the thin air going to the wrong people, where the average, I mentioned this on the air just the other day, where, you know, the average person should get over $6,000 per year from the stimulus package, but it went to all the wrong connected,
of course,
corrupt,
of course,
institutions.
Yeah. Of course. And, you know, what did you expect? That's politics, to be distinguished differently from moral codes of ethics. Now, walking the talk. We haven't had a statesman working for us in Congress, except for that one judge that finally came out and spoke. The Supreme Court judge came out, court of silence, and now he's came out and said something about the Supreme Court. We have some serious problems here.
Oh, yeah.
And we have
Congress represents the lobbyists, the PAC special interests. They don't even associate with us. They associate with their funders. It's all basically manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation.
To put the spin on it, is no longer trustworthy. You can't trust the media anymore because they're also owned by the same lobbyists you're talking about. So the spin, and we're seeing that every day, where someone will break the news and say, I've had enough, I'm going to quit Fox, and I'm going to say it like it is. That part is, and you still don't know what's really real, except for yourself. And that's probably why you're very secure up in Montana like you are. You know, I mean, you have done it. That's a model that we should be, all of us, thinking about. You don't have to go back to the way Grandpa did it. You can go back and you hear that thumping in the background? That's my hydroponic system I built, filmed it for children. And I'm going to show children. If they're going to send our children home early from school, and they're going to not maybe even open in September. What are the children going to do at home? Those are the children that push you around in a wheelchair when your teeth fall out.
Folks, we will be right back after the break with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana. Sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and our guest today is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pose some questions to you, and I would like you to let me finish, and then I'll just say, Rick, so we don't talk over each other, okay, buddy?
So, I don't know if I can do that. I'll do the best I can. I'm more spontaneous.
Well, I'll do the best I can.
So we can keep
discussions in context for the...
I've never had anybody else have criticized me like that, but okay, thank you. I'll try to do the best I can.
I'm criticizing myself, too. I just think it's easier to do. So I want to mention two articles to you, and it's pretty obvious that this... Everything that I'm reading, this is a geoengineered, man-made bioweapon. I'm talking about COVID-19. And there's two articles here that really challenges the credibility of the whole system. The Tanzania, I don't know if you read this, Rick, so I'm going to mention two articles here. The Tanzania president basically sent in tests regarding COVID-19, and they used a goat and a pawpaw, which is a fruit, and they turn out to be positive. So it just kind of really destroys the credibility of the whole system regarding any legitimacy of what the agenda is behind the virus. And another article came out where COVID survivors are permanently banned from joining the U.S. military. So it looks to me that they want to make everything look as bad as possible with very little legitimacy behind it. What do you think about those two articles I just mentioned, Rick?
I've read them both. You're correct. It's a spin. They're doing it for another agenda. It has nothing to do with this being a dangerous virus. It is a dangerous virus in that it is communicable. Everybody's going to get it, probably. And everybody is sick in some way because of their diets and behavior, like exercise and so on. And so there will be blood, but it won't be from the virus. It'll be from you not being and doing the right things with your diet and exercise. Page two. Same thing. You're gonna die of pneumonia. You're not gonna die of the virus. What will happen is that your lungs won't clear because you're not healthy enough to clean yourself. I am getting through this just fine. I'm 76. But most people in Oregon, I don't know about Montana, are obese. They're not overweight. They're obese. And when I say that, I mean grossly overweight. Now, those people, when they get hit with a flu or a virus, the statistics are they're going to have a hard time recovering. It has nothing to do with the virus. Page four. When I remember is when in October they talked about doing this, the Bilderbergers and the rest of them, and then Gates and the rest of that horde went out trying to push agendas like immunization and chipping. And you know, well, you know, it's not going to play with anybody like May that has a knowledge base to say, you can't immunize against this kind of a flu. It doesn't work like that. And what he's trying to do is sell a bill of goods, and then you're going to try to not educate the children because it's easier to control mongoose people with the media that they're doing. And media is controlled now. It used to be when I was listening to Dan Rather, would go to other channels. It was Walter Cronkite and Charles Kuralt that were the media, in my opinion, started to change. I liked them both, and Dan Rather, I started going to CNN. I would not touch CNN today. It's crazy. They're all owned by individuals with agendas. And we see it time and again in the media. Look at the paper, you know, which sells fear. Fear mongering. And yet, the thing of fear is that your lifestyle needs to be rethought out. And that's an opportunity. And you're not going to do it, and I'm probably not going to do it, but I certainly, our children might start, and it will be their children that change this world.
Rick, hold on to that thought. Folks, thank you for being here. We'll be back right after the break.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants guns banned from the state capitol grounds after armed protesters entered the Capitol building last week. They showed up with assault rifles to demonstrate against the state's coronavirus lockdown order. She says some state lawmakers are now wearing bulletproof vests after that incident. Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area were going to go on strike tomorrow, but now it's not going to happen. Staffers at dozens of facilities avoiding the work stoppage by reaching a tentative deal overnight with nursing home owners for a 2-year deal that provides them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. Hundreds of Denny's restaurants are getting federal loans from the Paycheck Protection Program, the program intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, but it has exceptions for hotel and restaurant chains. In a filing this week, Denny's says over half of its roughly 1,600 franchises had received loans. The chain says it did not apply for loans directly, but encouraged individual franchise owners to do so if they needed to. Meanwhile, Papa John's says it's had its best monthly performance in its 35-year history last month. Officials say same-store sales surged by 27% in April. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep your God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in with Vincent Fennelli, and our guest is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, I'm going to mention, I want to comment on some of the things you just mentioned. You know, everybody agrees, it's just common sense and logic that obesity, nutrition, or lack of nutrition and lack of exercise is a major issue. But we also are not, the little guys, not getting representation from the system. you know, we're merging heads of state, heads of industry with heads of state, and things are not working. Everything's protecting the big guy and not the little guy. And we have a sea of electromagnetic radiation from cell phone towers, radar security systems, smart meters, smart devices, which, as we know, spies on everybody, censorship and surveillance, wireless computers, you know, 5G immune system attacks, which compromises our immune system. We have had decades of antibiotics for a cold, you know, and I have an article right in front of me here, three articles, actually, that I want you to comment on. First one is Big Brother comes to your apartment, basically with thermal imaging. So there's a story here out of Boston, I believe, that talks about this company that's doing thermal camera systems to see if you have even a temperature in your own home. And the next article is California County to remove COVID-19 patients from their homes based on living situation. We will place you in other kinds of housing. Gives a new meaning to Hotel California and California Dreaming. They should call this California tyranny. It's amazing. Where are they going to take you? To a sweatshop? To a concentration camp? To a jail? Very scary stuff going on with these agendas revolving around a virus that doesn't have a higher mortality rate than the common flu. And, of course, the last article is here. This is all done for our safety, but federal judges around the country are freeing hundreds of illegal aliens who are often murderers, rapists, and sex offenders for our safety. Rick?
I don't know. I don't want to be so negative. I see this as an opportunity, and if I take advantage of this as an opportunity, none of what you've talked about is actually going to matter. One of the things I'm concerned about is the difference between a prison and a penitentiary. That's an example of what's going on right now with lobbying. Prisons today do not rehab criminals. And so to keep them in there for 30 years rather than a death sentence sounds to me like, I don't know, what do you call that? Big business. As there's a privatization. I have watched what a penitentiary is that was started by the Quaker. And that was to rehab somebody so that at some point he could come back out into society as a functioning contributor. Now, we don't do that anymore. Why? That's the big question and where we're going to go next. I am concerned, and I don't care for what's going on right now. And I don't know what to do about it. And so what I'm going to do is what I can in my own way. I'm going to try to empower children because you and I are too old to make these changes. And it probably won't be my daughter or your son or whatever. It'll probably be their children. What we do is we show our children, you know, what we think, because Gen X's and millennials are quite different than you and me and their value systems. Gen X's, I wouldn't want to be a Gen X. Can you imagine what it must be like to come out of high school with no skills at all? You don't know how to use a tape measure or change a flat tire? That's crazy. And children are, in my opinion, our single most important natural resource. And we are wasting it away in an attempt for agribusiness to take over and have a caste system like India. Them and us. And I was in Mexico. That's a place to visit sometime. You know, gated communities with mostly. I saw in Mexico City, 60 miles of solid ghetto, all the way from Grants Pass, all the way up to Roseburg, as a single city. However, every single house had water tanks for spare water. We don't even do that in America. We take it for granted, and then we have Michigan and Flint, some of these other things that have creepy water because of fracking, whatever. You know, it's time for some changes. And you'll notice some states are going up against the feds. How's that play? I don't know yet. Stay tuned. I can tell you that when I go to Bi-Mart, there's half of people are wearing masks and are freaked out. Half of people don't give a damn and laugh. And then there's me watching this insanity on both sides. Well, I mean, get a grip. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What do you say?
No, I agree. Rick, let me tell you something. Let me comment on what you just said earlier. You know, you mentioned about people, murderers and rapists and things like that. You were kind of indifferent about them being freed by judges. Now, it's obviously going in that direction where adult mutual consensual sex doesn't matter because pedophiles are going free. Rape, the average rape prison term is only 4 years. George Conway basically was lashing out at Trump for saying that he was deranged while he said nothing while his wife, Kellyanne Conway, was insulted by a Democrat congressman saying that she looks way better on her knees. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said, I'm not going to answer any more of these Biden rape questions again. So I guess what you're saying is kind of true, but now rape, it doesn't matter. So we're obviously going in that direction.
Well, let me say something about Boy Scouts, for example. When you have Boy Scouts was an exceptional thing. I made Eagle. I probably became a man working in Boy Scouts. The way I made Eagle, the Navy gave my troop, 88 in Seattle, an old lifeboat. And in the next 2 years, 30 of us converted that into a twin-masted schooner, sloop rig with a centerboard. And then, to make Eagle, I sailed it in the outer straits as yeoman all the way from Seattle to Alaska. And I learned a lot in Boy Scouts. But when you have a group of small kids and a scoutmaster, what happens next is over a period of time, individuals will gravitate to take advantage of these kinds of things. And that's what's happened to things like Boy Scouts now. And it's a shame because it really was at one time something that made me a man. From a boy learning how to camp and set a fire and things of that nature. I look at the 1930s. I have there's seven Boy Scout manuals. It was a seven-volume set in 1933. And it changed in the 50s to one volume. And now Boy Scouts is closing down because it's loaded with creepy people. Listen, I watched a transvestite or a sex change breeding small to small children in a grade school. Why are they doing that? I prefer Dolly Parton reading those books to kids and wholesome values. Not okay today. I'm hard pressed to tell you what a Democrat and a Republican are, because at one time they wanted the same thing for America. They just wanted to do it differently. Pelosi and Trump are embarrassments to me. The way Pelosi behaves when he's speaking is inexcusable. And the way he talks is inexcusable. And that is what we have as choices for our president, which is supposed to be representing the most scholarly and most morally correct in America. And they're not. It's an embarrassment. I feel like an ugly American again, just like Vietnam. Now, there's something else going on, and I cannot remember a president I really respected. I got to go into the Oval Office with Richard Nixon for a period. Every week, I was, the one that was from the Navy that would read him the good news, the bad news, and what we're concerned about. And I found that individual to be very intelligent and had his own creepy agendas. And if you don't understand that, watch Designated Survivor and you'll get the big picture. Who knows what's going on? And, you know, you talk about rapists, they come at the highest levels in politics. And I think it's time America cleans house, that we decentralize more into smaller communities like the Amish or Quaker, excuse me, like the Quaker are now advocating, small, self-contained, small communities. I have this aquaculture thing I did for children. I filmed it, making it out of parts from local here. And that system, aquaponics, riverponics, is the one that's used in an old missile silo that is 60 feet long, and they just run them right straight down, and, you know, different sets of them. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to grow several plants in the aquaculture and several plants in soil and watch and teach the children how the differences between hydroponic and aquaponic and soil. And then let the kid that has to be at home, because they won't take them at school for some political reason, teach them how to grow their own food. Now, that won't work for the kids totally, but it'll be their children, those kids' children, that will start to do that. And maybe we'll eat fruit from our locale rather than from China or Mexico. And the stuff you buy in the store now like oranges, navel oranges, they're quite different today. And they always, in a bag, throw one in 2 weeks older at the bottom of the bag so that there'll be one that rots and rots off two others, so you're not actually getting the bargain you thought. You're now paying extra for your
Rick, hold on to that thought, buddy. We will be back on the other side, folks.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com. That's advertise at tcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan from Montana sitting in for Vincent today, and I'm with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. And what we're talking about today, our talking points are basically COVID. We're talking about COVID-19, the virus, the credibility and agenda issues pertaining to it. We're talking about gardening, plants, nutrition. And in that context, Rick, I want to ask you, I want to talk about, you know, plants in general. Soil comes, you know, nutrition comes from the soil. You know, the fluoride in all of our municipal water, everything's sprayed with toxins, machinery, heavy metals in soils, chemicals, Roundup Ready, glyphosate, insecticides, estrogen, and so much like soy, processing of synthetic flavorings, refined everything, artificial sweeteners, petroleum-based colorings, MSG under dozens of names, nanotechnologies, GMO, my God, we can go on and on and on. And what, with what you're doing with ASU, Albert Schweitzer University, and in the context of immune system building, you mentioned hydroponic gardening. It's on your website, which is richardallenmiller.com. And I want you touched on this, and I want you to go into a little more detail regarding hydroponic gardening versus soil gardening in the context of cost, initial startup, yields, nutrition, organic, and skill sets needed. If you would, Rick, please.
Well, there's pros and cons to aquaponics to be distinguished differently than hydroponics. Now, I started, when I came out of grad school, I went to work for Boeing, and my first job was working under Art Pilgrim at the, before it was called the Space Center, it was called the Boeing Scientific Research Laboratories. And they actually had more PhDs in that location than Wilmington and DuPont. I went from DuPont to Boeing. And Boeing, Art Pilgrim, had Lunar Base Alpha 1. It was a closed system, theoretically set for space. In other words, you don't have access to soil, you don't have access to water, you don't have access to minerals or nutrients. how do you grow something efficiently? And that was Art Pilgrim. I was dating his daughter, Vicky. Bad boy. Okay, now, what basically was happening was I was a physicist in charge of light, and I discovered that cannabis indica required a totally different bandwidth than cannabis sativa. And that was called cultivars, or genus and species, and then cultivars are the variations because of habitat. And things change, like echinacea. There are 9 genuses, species, and 2 sub things. That's 11 different kinds of echinacea. And now we're going to find that the one that we call purple coneflower, the big one that grows up 4 feet, Echinacea purpurea, isn't even an echinacea. It's a rudbeckia with new forms of identification. I am so grateful I took Latin in second grade. They don't even do that now for their kids, so that's how all your different plants are using Latin genus and species, variations, and subvariations. And these are different nomenclatures. There will be either a link and other things to identify how the plant is different here than it is over there. And you got Kansas snake root, and you got Missouri snake root, and they're quite different. You know, they're different. They're snake root. Those are common names. So when I worked in hydroponics, we discovered that all your minerals that are needed to make a plant grow came from 3 things: 1/3 chicken manure, 1/3 rabbit manure, and 1/3 worm casings. If you had that, you did not need any kind of soil amendment. You were good to go with a hydroponic system, and the plant grew fine. Now, what we discovered differently with aquaponics, which is, you know, about 30 years later, you don't need the fish. See, what you would do, in my system, you had grading, and you had a bunch of chickens running around. It was a clean room standard, but the chickens would poop through the grading, it would fall into the water and form the chlorella, and then the tilapia ate the algae. And you had a closed system with protein and everything you needed for outer space. All you needed was light. And then that was what I did, was what plant do I want to grow for hemp, for example. If I want to grow it for rope, you use this thing. If I wanted to grow it for medical, you use that. And for the new CBDs, which is a brand new thing, I think I co-authored a book with
Rick, I'm going to have you finish on the other side, buddy. Folks, thank you for being here today. We have a hard break coming up, and we will be back on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.